Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a virtual fitness class you attended. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I'll guide you through answering questions about a virtual fitness class you attended. This topic is increasingly relevant in today's digital age and has a high likelihood of appearing in future IELTS exams. Let's dive into how you can excel in each part of the speaking test with this subject. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about fitness and online activities. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: Do you enjoy exercising? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I do enjoy exercising. I try to work out at least 3 times a week because it helps me stay healthy and feel good about myself. Band 8-9 answer: Absolutely. I'm quite passionate about fitness. Regular exercise is an integral part of my daily routine, not just for physical health, but also for mental well-being. I find that it boosts my energy levels and helps me maintain a positive outlook on life. Part 2. Long-term. Here's a cue card related to the topic. Describe a virtual fitness class you attended. You should say what type of class it was, when and where you attended it, who you attended it with, and explain how you felt about the experience. Band 6-7 sample answer. I'd like to talk about a virtual yoga class I attended last month. It was a beginner's level class that I joined from my living room. I decided to try it out with my sister because we were both interested in starting yoga but couldn't go to a physical studio due to the pandemic. The class was held on a Saturday morning and we used Zoom to connect. The instructor was very friendly and guided us through various basic yoga poses. She demonstrated each pose clearly and gave us tips on how to improve our form. I felt a bit awkward at first, trying to follow along with the poses while watching a screen. However, as the class progressed, I started to enjoy it more. By the end, I felt relaxed and accomplished. It was a good introduction to yoga, and I appreciated the convenience of being able to do it from home. Overall, I found the experience positive and decided to continue with more virtual classes. It was a great way to stay active during lockdown and learn a new skill at the same time. Band 8-9 sample answer. I'd be delighted to share my experience of a virtual HIIT, high-intensity interval training class I participated in recently. This cutting-edge fitness session was part of a series offered by a renowned online fitness platform, which I accessed from the comfort of my home office. The class took place on a Wednesday evening, which perfectly complemented my work schedule. I joined the session alongside a close friend, as we had made a pact to prioritize our health and fitness despite the challenges posed by the ongoing pandemic. The instructor, a charismatic and highly qualified personal trainer, led us through a series of intense full-body workouts. What struck me most was how she managed to create an immersive and interactive environment despite the virtual setting. She skillfully adapted exercises to suit various fitness levels and consistently provided personalized feedback, which I found incredibly motivating. Initially, I was somewhat skeptical about the effectiveness of a virtual fitness class. However, my reservations quickly dissipated as I found myself fully engrossed in the high-energy workout. The instructor's expert guidance and enthusiastic encouragement made me feel as if I were in a physical gym, surrounded by like-minded individuals, all striving towards similar goals. By the end of the session, I was exhilarated and drenched in sweat, having pushed my limits further than I thought possible. The endorphin rush was incredible, and I felt a profound sense of accomplishment. This experience not only reinvigorated my commitment to fitness, but also opened my eyes to the potential of virtual exercise classes as a viable and effective alternative to traditional gym sessions. In retrospect, this virtual HIIT class was a game changer for me. It seamlessly blended convenience with intensity, proving that one can achieve a top-notch workout without leaving home. The experience has revolutionized my approach to fitness, and I've since incorporated regular virtual classes into my weekly routine, appreciating the flexibility and variety they offer. Follow-up questions. How does virtual fitness compare to in-person classes? Do you think virtual fitness classes will remain popular after the pandemic? Band 6-7 answer. Question 1. Virtual fitness classes have some advantages, like being more convenient and accessible. However, they lack the personal touch and social aspect of in-person classes. It's harder for instructors to correct your form in virtual classes, which can be a drawback. Band 8-9 answer, question 1. While virtual fitness classes offer unparalleled convenience and accessibility, they do present some unique challenges when compared to in-person sessions. The most significant advantage is the ability to participate from anywhere, eliminating commute times and allowing for greater flexibility in scheduling. However, the lack of physical presence can make it more challenging for instructors to provide immediate, hands-on corrections, which is crucial for maintaining proper form and preventing injuries. Moreover, the social dynamics differ substantially. In-person classes foster a sense of community and real-time camaraderie that can be difficult to replicate in a virtual setting. Conversely, virtual classes can be less intimidating for beginners and allow for a more personalized, pressure-free environment. Ultimately, both formats have their merits, and the ideal choice depends on individual preferences, goals, and circumstances. The future of fitness likely lies in a hybrid model that leverages the strengths of both virtual and in-person experiences. Part 3, two-way discussion. Examiner, how do you think technology has changed the fitness industry? Band 6-7. Answer, technology has had a big impact on the fitness industry. Now we have fitness apps, online classes, and wearable devices that track our activity. These innovations make it easier for people to exercise at home or on the go. They also provide more personalized fitness plans based on data from wearables. Band 8-9 answer. Technology has revolutionized the fitness industry in numerous ways. Perhaps the most significant impact has been the democratization of fitness information and instruction. With the proliferation of fitness apps, online platforms, and streaming services, high-quality workout guidance is now accessible to anyone with an internet connection, regardless of their location or schedule. Wearable technology has also transformed how we approach personal fitness. Devices like smartwatches and fitness trackers provide real-time biometric data, allowing users to monitor their heart rate, sleep patterns, and overall activity levels. This wealth of personalized information enables individuals to make more informed decisions about their health and fitness routines. Moreover, technology has fostered a sense of community in the fitness world. Social media platforms and fitness apps allow users to share their progress, challenge friends, and find motivation from a global network of like-minded individuals. This virtual support system can be a powerful motivator for maintaining a consistent fitness regimen. However, it's worth noting that this technological revolution also presents some challenges. The abundance of information can be overwhelming for some, and there's a risk of people relying too heavily on technology at the expense of listening to their own bodies. Additionally, the quality of online fitness content varies greatly, and users need to be discerning in their choices. In conclusion, while technology has undoubtedly broadened access to fitness resources and created new ways to engage with exercise, it's important to strike a balance between leveraging these tools and maintaining a holistic, personalized approach to health and wellness. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Cutting edge, adjective, cut in, the most advanced stage of development, innovative or pioneering. Example, the virtual fitness class used cutting-edge technology to provide an immersive experience. Prioritize, verb, prioritize, to designate or treat something as more important than other things. Example, I decided to prioritize my health by attending regular virtual fitness classes. Immersive, immersive, providing, involving, or characterized by deep absorption or immersion in something. Example, the instructor created an immersive environment that made me forget I was exercising at home. Reinvigorate verb, reinvigorate, to give new energy or strength to. Example, the virtual HIIT class reinvigorated my commitment to fitness. Game changer, noun, gainer, an event, idea, or procedure that affects a significant shift in the current way of doing or thinking about something. Example, virtual fitness classes have been a game changer for people with busy schedules. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing virtual fitness classes, use a wide range of vocabulary related to fitness, technology, and online experiences. provide detailed responses with personal examples and opinions. Demonstrate your ability to discuss both advantages and disadvantages of virtual fitness classes. Use complex sentence structures and idiomatic expressions where appropriate. Practice speaking about this topic fluently and coherently for 2 to 3 minutes. Remember, the key to success is not just about memorizing answers, but about developing the ability to express your thoughts clearly and confidently on a variety of topics related to virtual fitness and technology in general. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.